Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Chris Radio Presents, produced at Chicago Lighthouse Media in the studios of Chicago Lighthouse. You know, 2020 is a big year. We have the elections. We have the Olympic Games. It's also the 30th anniversary of the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act. So there is truly lots going on this year. And another very important thing that is also going on is the chance to get counted here in the U.S. By that, I mean that we have the 2020 U.S. Census going on this year. And today, with me, I have two very special guests that are great friends here of the Lighthouse. We have our very own Martha Younger-White from our Employment Services Department, and Karen Tamley, who is the commissioner of the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities in Chicago and was recently named as the new CEO of Access Living. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Great. And I know that Martha here will be hosting a very special interview with Commissioner Tamley. So I leave it up to you, Martha.
Thank you, Sandy. And welcome, Karen, on this cold Tuesday morning. We appreciate you being here with
us. Thank you.
I just want to say it's been a pleasure to be working with you jointly on the City of Chicago Disability Complete Count Committee. And I know you've been at the forefront of the discussion about the importance of the U.S. Census. So why don't you, can you briefly explain what is the U.S. Census?
Sure. The U.S. Census is something that happens every 10 years, and it's a constitutionally required count that counts everyone in the country every 10 years. So really, the purpose is to get an accurate accounting of how many people are living in the United States. It has a lot of implications. It determines the federal funding that our cities and our states receive. It determines how we spend money and the money we have available for things like hospitals and roads and schools and transportation. It also determines the congressional seats that we have in our states. And so there is a lot riding on the census. And again, it only comes around once every 10 years. I was fortunate to actually have been in my position 10 years ago at the city and worked on that for the 2010 count. And really, a lot has changed since then, but the importance still remains the same.
I agree totally. I think we all know that federal funding comes to the City of Chicago, makes it possible for so many people to get benefits, both health care, education. Could you elaborate in terms of maybe how much money that might?
Sure. It's about $675 billion are distributed in federal funds, grants, and financial supports to states and counties and communities are really based on this data. And so when you have an undercount, it will then be determined that your state or your county is going to be receiving less funds because you simply don't have the population. And so if our communities are not counted in the census, it's going to reflect what's called an undercount. And a lot of these programs, these federally funded programs and grants, are programs that people with disabilities, particularly low-income people with disabilities, rely on. And, you know, it has the potential to really hurt our community if we are not completing the census this year.
This is a question for either of you. How many questions are in the census, in the actual questionnaire? And is there a question related to people with disabilities? I mean, how do people with disabilities know that they are counted?
Well, Sandy, one of the good things is that it's a short questionnaire. There are about 9 questions. And truly, the purpose is to get counted. There are no disability-specific questions on this census. Individuals in a smaller sample are sent a longer form, which already has been sent out by the census. So if you got the long form, certainly there may be questions about the census. But April 1st is really just about getting counted. and the importance of people with disabilities being a part of that count. The importance is that you answer the 9 questions that are on the form. So can you elaborate on how people can complete the 2020 census? How might I expect to get involved with that?
Sure. So you're going to be getting the census. You can complete it online. And that will be accessible. You can also complete it by mail. You will be sent a form if they don't get your online application. And then if you're still not recognized as having completed the census, there will be what's called enumerators that will be coming to your residence to help you complete the census as well. So now there's multiple ways to do it, including online. It is confidential and secure, and so we don't want people to think that there is any risk in completing the census. Also there was a lot of news about the citizenship question being asked on the census that will not be on the 2020 census. So that's something that our listeners should also be aware of. But again, one other point I think is important to make is when we go back and we had talked about what's at stake, just to kind of drive this home a little bit more, Illinois stands to lose 3 congressional seats. Wow. If we are undercounted. So think about that in terms of our own representation in Congress. That's huge. Mayor Lightfoot is very, very committed to ensuring a complete count for Chicagoans, because last 10 years ago, our city was undercounted. And, really our goal is to raise the response rate from 2010 to this year.
Right.
Because, again, the well-being of our city and our residents really depend on completing the census.
Well, and I think you've recognized that people with disabilities were part of that hard-to-count community. So
absolutely,
it's even more critical that we tell our friends, our neighbors, our relatives how important this is. So
yeah,
thank you for that.
Why do you think that is?
I think accessibility barriers can be one of them. I think social isolation can be another. Lack of access to information about the importance of this, barriers that folks might have with completing the census or getting help understanding, again, the importance of it. I think that there's a lot of barriers. And when you couple on to disability, perhaps poverty, perhaps not being English language speaker, there's a myriad of different reasons why we are considered a hard-to-count community, but that's really what makes this work even more important.
Are there any key dates that you would point to?
Sure.
So that people can
get
involved?
Yes. So starting on March 1st, you will receive a series of mailings from the U.S. Census Bureau inviting you to respond online or by phone. And this will be done also available in 13 languages, which is good. Throughout April, you're going to receive additional mailings reminding you to complete the census by phone or online. And if you still haven't completed the census form by mid-April, you will receive a paper form in the mail. The numerators will be coming to your house, but they will also be taking counts in congregate settings, things like nursing homes and hospitals, colleges, shelters, group living conditions in April. And if you haven't responded to the census by May 13th, the enumerators will also visit your home up to 6 times.
Wow.
To help you complete the census in person. So know that these individuals are trained, they're safe, they will wear identification. But again, their whole goal is to get everybody counted. No one will be coming to your door, however, before May. So hopefully, you know, getting this done before May will be an incentive for not having someone knocking on your door, urging you to complete the census. And then the enumerators will come through July if folks have not completed the census.
And I know that specifically on this Friday, January 24th, there is a push to promote and spread the word about the 2020 U.S. Census on social media. Can you talk a little bit about that?
One of the things that we're going to be doing next Friday is a Disability Census Day. And Martha, I was glad that you kind of touched on the disability community as a hard-to-count community, because this is really why we started this committee. You know, there's many hard-to-count communities. You know, families with children or youth, immigrants, people who speak other languages. You know, there's many, many reasons why people might be hard to count. But the disability community is certainly one of those. And as you know, we have our own challenges in the community. We have accessibility barriers. There may be kind of a mistrust of government, things like that. But why we established this with this committee, with organizations like the Lighthouse and you, is that we think it's very important for each of our organizations to speak to our own constituency groups about the importance of the census, because we are the trusted ambassadors for our own communities, right?
That's correct.
So the blind and low vision community is going to trust the Lighthouse, and you know, and likewise with all the other disability organizations. And so I think this is the message that we're really trying to send, is that we want to make sure that our community is counted, our voices heard. And really, this is one of the biggest forms of democracy that you
Correct.
Can be taking part in, along with the voting, right?
That's right. Well, that's so critical. I think one of the things we talked about at the Disability Count Committee is how to make it accessible for people. And maybe you could speak to some of those efforts that, you know, you've tried to raise awareness even among the U.S. Census about the importance of making it accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. So the online form will be accessible to individuals with disabilities. And if it's not, we should be hearing about that. You can also complete it by phone. I think the thing that's different this year is just that there's multiple ways to complete the census, right? Mm-hmm. So depending on your disability, you can do it online, you can do it by phone, you can do it in person. You know, there's multiple ways, and hopefully one of those ways will be accessible to you. But if an enumerator also comes to your house, you can also ask them to help you complete the census. You can go to one of your trusted organizations. So whether it's the Lighthouse or another organization who can likely assist you as well in completing the census. So there's a lot of different ways to do that. And I think one of the great things is one of our local Census Bureau staff persons is low vision. And
That's
she
right.
particularly understands the needs of our community and what needs to be done to outreach to the disability community. One of the things we're also looking at is having a series of videos of people with disabilities speaking about the importance of the census, including a video in sign language, American Sign Language. So, so we're hoping that will also be another means to reach our community and gain a greater understanding of the importance of this.
Yes, here at the Lighthouse, one of the other things that we've done is to host application days for the jobs that are being now recruited for, and making sure that individuals with disabilities have an opportunity to even be considered for employment
Absolutely.
With the U.S. Census.
Yes.
And I think that's been so critical, particularly with high unemployment rates, trying to get people, like you say, trusted ambassadors. If I see myself in that group, I'm more likely going to respond. So thank you for your work there. I guess as co-chair of the Chicago's Disability Complete Count Committee, can you tell us the role of that committee? What was the genesis of that group?
Sure. Well, there's a number of, there's a statewide committee, a large city committee, but we felt it was really important to have a specific disability count committee, again, similar to what we did back in 2010, just because I think, again, that messaging is really important and really, really reaching our own communities to say, this is why you need to complete it. This is what's at stake for us as people with disabilities, right? We have the possibility of losing the funding of for services that we depend on. This can affect public transit we rely on. This can affect the infrastructure that we need to be accessible. You know, all of the dollars that we get that come in that then trigger accessibility could be jeopardized because of a low count. And so we have to make sure that as a community, we are strongly sending the message to our friends and our colleagues and our coworkers and our family members that let's get this census completed. So, so we're doing a couple of things, you know, some specific media outreach, and thank you again for the opportunity to be on this show. We're doing some seat drops, paratransit seat drops of flyers. So we have about 15 flyers going out this next week to riders about the importance of the census. We're going to be doing kind of a social media blitz, tweeting and Facebooking, Instagramming, what have you, with some disability-specific hashtags, trying to build awareness about the 2020 census. So, you know, all of these things are really, really important to make sure that we're building awareness right now. And then when you get the form, you're like, great, I've already heard about that, or I've seen your flyer, so that's the goal.
I think you've been doing a fantastic job, both on the City of Chicago website, right? You have a page that's dedicated to the census, and just out and about in around the city, the digital billboards. I mean, certainly, I think there are many opportunities that you've taken advantage of to get the word out. Even on the committee, there's a cross-disability presence. Even talking about the homelessness question, how do we reach that group? So, congratulations on your new role.
Oh, thank you.
As the CEO of Access Living.
Thank you.
I think it's quite a great opportunity to keep spreading the message. How do you plan to help Access Living and Chicagoans in your new position?
Gosh, well, I'm really excited about the opportunity, and particularly, you know, to take all the work that I've done, my commitment, my passion to improve lives of Chicagoans with disabilities to a bit of a different setting. People may not know I did work at Access Living for 9 years before I came to the city. So it is in a lot of ways like going home. Although, you know, it's definitely a much larger organization now than it was when I worked there, but still deeply committed to its roots around self-empowerment and direct services and advocacy. And so I'm looking forward to that, to, you know, building on the legacy that Marka Bristow, you know, built over the 40 years. She was the founder of Access Living and, you know, remained the CEO until her passing, unfortunately, this past September. So so I'm very honored to be in that position and, you know, really continuing to serve, you know, our residents, our visitors, the people of the city, and take it beyond the city, to continue the advocacy work that Access Living already does at the state level, at the national level, as a real strong voice for people with all types of disabilities.
Yeah, well, we're very excited that you're going to be there, and certainly recognizing it being the 40th anniversary of Access Living, the 30th anniversary of the ADA.
It's a big year.
It's a special time.
It really is.
To be
really,
guiding
it is.
That group. So, how do you think you'll impact in your current role as the commissioner making that transition to Access Living? Are there any projects that you like us to know about that, that are important to keep our eyes on?
I mean, I just think the one thing I really believe is the voice of people with disabilities in city government. And, you know, when people, you know, let us know what's going on and let us know what the barriers are, that only helps the city do a better job of pushing these issues forward. And so I'm a really strong advocate of community engagement and engaging the disability community or the blind and low vision community in decision making in what needs to be done for Chicago to be a more accessible city. So I would just, you know, urge listeners to continue that because I use a wheelchair, I always say, doesn't always mean I know what it's like to live as someone who is blind or low vision or deaf and hard of hearing or with any other type of disability. I've been in the disability community a long time, and I surround myself with people with different types of disabilities, but I think it's particularly important for those of us with lived experience to really speak directly to government officials, including MLPD, about what the needs are. So I would for sure like that to continue.
Well, thank you. I think that's a very important message, certainly for all of our listeners. Is there anyone that people can contact to get additional information on the U.S. Census? Do you have any guidance on who to contact?
They can contact, our office, Access Living's acting CEO Daisy Fite is co-chairing this committee with me. And so we're both kind of leading the committee, but of course the Lighthouse, I mean, Martha, yeah, you're on our committee. You're a great resource. Right. I think, the city has a website. There's the census2020.gov website as well. Okay. There's a ton of information out there about what's going on. But again, we would welcome more people being part of this effort and to have any of our listeners today who want to just come and pick up some flyers. We have a lot of swag. We have water mm-hmm. bottles and fans and different kinds of tote bags and things like that. So, help us get the word out. That's really what we need right now is the average person being the voice of the 2020 census and what the importance is to our community. So everybody can get involved, and that's the great thing about this.
That's great. Yeah, I think our hashtag is Yes, We Count.
Yes,
and certainly that's the message to carry forward on the U.S. Census.
Yes. People with disabilities, your voice can be counted, and this is one way to make that happen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen, for your time. I know you're a frequent flyer here at the Chicago Lighthouse.
So yes, I love it.
We appreciate your time. And again, congratulations on your new role at Access Living.
Thank you so much.
This was the interview with Karen Tamley, who is the current commissioner of the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities here in Chicago. This has been another edition of Chris Radio Presents, produced here at the Chicago Lighthouse in the studios of Chicago Lighthouse Media. To find out more about the Chicago Lighthouse and Chicago Lighthouse Media, you can visit our website at www.chicagolighthouse.org. There, you can also check out our Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.